What type of gene mutation did scientists edit? Scientists recently edited a gene mutation responsible for heart disease in humans. Scientists wanted to find a way to change this mutant gene back to normal. It's the first known gene mutation editing done on a human in the U.S. They used a gene editing tool called CRISPR. This tool allows them to properly access that specific mutant gene causing the heart disease. What is a germline mutation? How many do humans have? A germline mutation is when cells in the sperm or egg are passed on to the offspring when it becomes a zygote, containing the mutation. There are thousands of them that cause a variety of conditions. Why do scientists perform gene therapy at the embryonic stage? When the mutant gene is transmitted to the child and they are born, it is much harder to treat the disease and edit the gene causing that disease, as there are many more organs you need to deal with. Whereas if you were to edit the mutant gene in the sperm or egg before or after fertilization, it makes the offspring grow normally. The first step in the process is to identify the disease that's been passed on from generation to generation. One way to tell right away is if the family has a history of this specific disease. If the mutant gene is in the sperm, the man is asked to give a sample of his sperm so that scientists can use the CRISPR to identify which gene is carrying that mutation. The CRISPR then cuts the gene and makes it a corrupted gene, which eliminates that chance of having that same disease. When the sperm then reaches the egg analyzes the sperm and finds the corrupted gene and tries to repair the mutation. Repairing the mutation brings that disease back. When the zygote becomes an embryo, it corrects the repairing by itself, making it a corrupted gene again. Do you agree with the practice of humans altering genomes of species? Why or why not? I think that altering human genomes in sperms and eggs is fine if it's used for the right reasons. In the podcast, they mentioned that people could use this procedure to create their baby how they'd like it, rather than to eliminate a disease that's being passed on. I think that as long as this is being used for the right reason, to stop a deadly disease or other health issues, then there's nothing wrong with that.